Chapter 27. Criculus and the abbot were in Great Hall, cleaning wax out of the candle sconces, when they heard the squeals of Dibbons from outside. Before the two old friends could make a move, Skipper and Logalog rushed by them, shouting as they headed for the abbey door.
"Leave this to us! Stay inside, you two!"
Dibbons fought to get past Skipper and Logalog. As they threw open the door, the little ones were shrieking. Bloodbeak, the great red kite, looked even bigger, lying flat upon the lawn, with both his enormous wings spread wide. Skipper took one look and commented to the Gowsome chieftain.
"Yon must be Ovis's friend Bloodbeak come to help us."
"Aye, though he looks as if he couldn't help himself right now. The bird's exhausted, and he seems to be very old. Look at his eyes, they're cloudy with age."
Squinting hard, the red kite clacked his lethal hook beak.
"Kira! Stand still or die, Bloodbeak slay. Be careful."
Skipper held up his paws in a peace sign.
"We're friends, matey. You've arrived at Redwall Abbey. You be Bloodbeak. We asked Ovis to fetch you here. I don't see him, though. Where's that owl got to?"
Cocking his head contemptuously on one side, Bloodbeak scoffed.
"Cra! Ovis is old. He will take long to get here."
Sheathing his rapier, Logalog bowed politely.
"You look tired, sir. Is there anything we can do for you?"
Bloodbeak's head swiveled as if just noticing him.
"Cra! I no tired. This bird just rest. You get me some green sap milk, mix with honey. That what Bloodbeak need right now, mouse."
Logalog bristled.
"I ain't no mouse. I'm a Gowsome shrew. If you could see me, you'd know that right off."
The red kite's milky eyes glared ferociously at him.
"Kriga! I see you. Nothing wrong with this bird's eyes. Still waiting for my milk and honey. You very slow."
All Redwall turned out to see the great red kite lying sprawled on their front lawn. The abbot seated himself on the doorstep next to Skipper. He listened to what the otter had to say.
"That rascal Ovis sent us an ancient red kite, father. Bloodbeat's almost blind, deadbeat wary, and real bad-tempered. We'd best keep him and Logalog apart. They put one another's backs up at first sight."
Abbot Apodemus shook his head despairingly.
"We were fools to listen to Ovis. That poor old kite should be back in his mountains, dozing on a warm rock."
"Gangway there, milk and honey coming through."
Skipper and the abbot shifted, allowing Friar Gooch and Fuddle to pass with the red kite's drink.